Saudi Sol can take all my money. Saudi Sol, you can take all my money, please. You owe me nothing. You owe me nothing, Saudi Sol. You can take all my money. Date, 5th January 2025. Time, 12:38 a.m. Location, somewhere in Kenya. Suspect just picked up her microphone and started recording as if she didn't just disappear for a month. Suspect is me. Suspect is me. Hello, guys. Hello, hello. How are you guys doing? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Oh my. I had missed that intro. I had missed doing this. Anyway, guys, how are you guys doing? Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, actually. I left you guys at episode 100. I left you guys at episode 100, which was like 29th November. So I basically stepped away from the mic for a month. The whole of December, I wasn't recording. So, yo, I think that I just had, I didn't even tell you guys. So I just stepped away and disappeared. But I just took a break. I deserve the break. Actually, I think that my journey to getting to the 100th episode was exhausting. Like, it took everything from me. So I felt like I deserved the break. Plus, I just reached the 100th episode at the best time, because it was just, the festive season was just beginning in December. So yeah, it was just the right time for me to take a break. So hello, guys. How are you doing? I'm back. Welcome to a new episode. Happy New Year. Happy New Year 2025. I hope you crossed over well. I hope your festive season was amazing. I hope you had fun. Mine was amazing. I spent my December, my Christmas with my family. Yeah, so December was amazing. Christmas was a blast. I spent the Christmas with my cousins and rest of my family members. So I had a blast. And yeah, December was good. What else did I do in December? Oh, I forgot to say. I went. Are you ready? I went to my first concert ever. My first biggest concert ever. And guess what? Guess which concert was that? Soulfest, guys. I went to Soulfest for the first time. I'm telling you guys, the best night of my life. Hands down, the best night of my life. Anyway, before we get into that, today is 5th January 2025, and guess what? It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Let me tell you a story, guys. So I was just sitting over here. I'm somewhere. If you follow me on social media platforms, you will know where I am. You will know where I am. So guys, Muni follow Kopel on the gram. Are we now waiting? So I was just sitting on the bed. The best thing about me is that I travel with my microphone wherever I go, because I'm always thinking, What if I get a story to record wherever I am. So I was just sitting on the bed, and then where I had placed my microphone was just exactly opposite the bed. So when I was just sitting staring at the mirror at the dressing table where my microphone is, it was just like staring at me, and I just feel like it was like ilikuwa niangalia tu vibaya, it was just saying like, what the f-? Like, what? Like, baby girl, you need to pick me up. I felt like it was just screaming at me. So, and then I had an idea just crossed my mind. I was like, what if I could record an episode on my birthday? That would be dope. That would be like a special episode, and I think I would really enjoy recording it. So I was like, what if I could record an episode on my birthday? Yeah, that would be dope. Because I was actually not even planning to start recording this year. Now, as my plan was to start recording, to go back to recording, I think mid-January towards the end of January. So it wasn't in my plan. But the mic was telling me, I was like, what if I could record an episode on my birthday? Because Come to think of it, I've never actually recorded. Have I though? I don't remember. Maybe if I check, but I don't remember. But I don't think I've ever recorded an episode on my birthday. So I felt like it was gonna be dope. So yeah, today is my birthday. Happy birthday to me for being an icon. For being a buddy. Happy birthday to me. So yeah, I'm super excited for that. Today is my birthday and I feel like I'm so happy. I feel like I'm so energized. And actually, for the past years, I've not been celebrating my birthday. Last year was the first time I actually celebrated my birthday, guys. That's a story for another day. Munikute pale nyuma ya tent. Munipate tupatane huko nyuma ya tent ni wapige story ya birthday yangu. Nitawapige siku moja kwa hii podcast. Anyway, I've never actually celebrated my birthday. But I'm going to tell you guys. Story for another day. But yeah. 5th January 2025. Many years ago, I was born. I was told I was born during heavy rains called El Nino. Guys, I have a story for my birthday, guys. But I'm super happy. Like, I feel like niko tu na furaha. Like, I'm so happy. Anyway, before we get to my birthday, we have a lot to catch up on. Since we left on the 100th episode, I feel like we need to catch up on how my December holidays were, how my festive season was, what I was up to. So yeah, let's go back. Let's dial it down to December kidogo, to Rudy Pale 2024 kidogo too. So I spent my Christmas holidays with my family. Best Christmas yet ever. And then yo, soul fest, Saudi Soul can't take all my money. Saudi Soul, you can take all my money, please. You owe me nothing. Saudi Soul, you can take all my money. Saudi Soul are legends. Come fight me, guys. Saudi Soul are legends. So I went on my first Soul Fest on 21st December 2024. And it was the best night of my life. So actually, guys, let me tell you a story. I've always wanted to go for Soulfest. So last 2023, when Soulfest was happening, I was in Kisumu. I was still living in Kisumu. So I was just looking at the Insta stories of how people are enjoying Soulfest, and I was like, I wish that was me. So I was never able to go for Soulfest. And even the first edition for Soulfest, was it in 2022, 2021? I never went. So this year. Not this year, guy. Last year, 2024, when I got the opportunity, I was like, liwe liwalo, kufa dereva, kufa makanga. Mimi, naenda Soulfest. Liwe liwalo. So I had the opportunity, I bought my ticket, and I went, and guys, I had fun. And actually, I was so scared because it was the first big concert I was attending, and I was going alone, guys. I was going alone. Even when I was there, I made friends when I went there. But people were asking me, "Umekuja peke yako?" Walikuwa wanashtuka. Like, yeah, bro, nimekuja peke yangu. Unataka nidue? Like, I was like, me ni kwe peke yangu, ni kwe na mbogi. Me, I'm going to Soulfest. Me, I'm going. And I went, and I'm so happy I went because, yo, I had fun. So, and the reason I love I really wanted to go to Soulfest so much is because I love Saudi Soul with my whole heart. I am a diehard Saudi Soul fan. I love them. I love their music. And when I got this opportunity, I was like, man, I owe Saudi Soul that banner. I owe what they've done to the music industry. I owe them for the good music that they've given us all those years. I owe them to go for Soulfest. So I went. And my heart can rest in peace, man. I can rest because my heart is full. So I had fun. Guys, by the way, I have a vlog because nikaza kuongea pa story ya Soulfest. Tutaka hapa. But I have a vlog. I have a full vlog on my YouTube and Spoken Podcast KE on all the December shenanigans. Everything that happened in December, how I spent my Christmas, the entire Soulfest experience. I documented it on my vlog because on my YouTube because I wanted to document it because it was like my first. It was the first ever big concert I was going, and I was going alone, so like I really wanted to document it. So it's all there on my YouTube. I documented all the artists performing, me having fun, dancing, Everything is on my YouTube, so check it out, Unspoken Podcast KE. That was a long vlog. It's like a long vlog. It's like 1 hour and like 10 minutes. So it's very long and it's very nice. So guys, check it out, like, share, subscribe. So yeah, Soulfest was a blast. I enjoyed concert. You know, Soulfest now, they are solo artists. They are solo. They took a break as a group. And they started their solo careers. They started performing their solo careers. So they were performing the show. In the show, they started. They performed, of course, with other collabos with Ben Sol and all those artists. But then they performed as individuals. So Bien Alcona performed as a solo artist, and then Savara, and then Chimano, and then Fancy Fingers. Funny thing, when Sauti Sol broke up, I was a fan of Bien automatically, because I think Bien started performing his solo, like started doing his solo music. He started doing solo music before they announced the breakup, the hiatus. So I was automatically a Bien fan first. But then I think a few 2023, when I was in Kisumu, Savara had a concert and I went to that concert. He was a solo performer. He was a solo artist then. So I went to that concert, and when I listened to Savara, I watched Savara's performance. I listened to his song on that concert. That's when I fell in love with Savara. So I became a Savara fan. So juicy too. The other day now I went to Soulfest. I listened to Chimano's performance. I watched Chimano's performance, and he danced and he performed. I listened to his songs there. You know, when you go to a concert, that's when I think, I don't know, that's for me actually, I'm speaking for me. When I go to a concert, that's when I understand the artist. Like, I don't know, I understand the artist and where they come from, just from listening to them perform the song live. Like, it's something, like, I don't know, for me, it feels like I communicate to the art, like, I see them for who they are when they're performing on stage. That's just me, I don't know. But yeah, so when I watched Shimano perform on the Soulfest, that's when I now became a Chimano fan. I became a Chimano fan. So you guys need to link me up on the next Fancy Fingers concert, because I need to listen to him perform solo vizuri. But yeah, so Soulfest was a blast. And the reason I also love Sauti Sol so much, Soulfest so much again, is how Sauti Sol have given the other artists, they have given the upcoming artists a platform on their Soulfest concert, because now, apart from the Sauti Sol performance, there are like other artists performing, the abandoned artists, Kina Mandy, Saru, Sean, MGG. So they were given a platform. They're like supporting the young people in the music industry, and that's so dope, man. Like, I like people who empower other people. That's my vibe. I like that so much. So I really love that. So yeah, shout out to Soulfest, man. Shout out to Sauti Sol. Y'all are legends, man. Mtu akuja nipige, but Sauti Sol, best Kenyan artist ever. Sauti Sol, legend. So I ticked that off my bucket list. I attended Soulfest concert, and I'm so happy, super proud of myself. So guys, watch my YouTube. Everything there, because nikianza kupiga story ya Soulfest tamaliza. Everything is on my YouTube channel, Unspoken Podcast KE. So before you get to my birthday, let's talk. I was thinking, what now that 2024 is gone, now 2025 is here, it's a new year. What's my plan for the new year? Like, what does my 2025 look like? And before I come to how my 2025 looks like, what my 2025 looks like, I was thinking, what did I learn in 2024 that I want to carry with me to 2025? So I have like three main things, because I couldn't write everything over here. But I was thinking, what did I learn in 2024 that I'm taking to 2025? And the first thing I learned in 2024, is a year is long, and a lot of things can happen in a year, guys. Because I was even thinking about this when I got this idea of recording on my podcast, because it's my birthday. I was thinking about my past year, and I was thinking, a lot happened last year. And in fact, 2024 is was a year of fasts for me. Like, I did a lot of things for the first time in 2024. I really did a lot of things for the first time in 2024, coming to think of it. Like I said, I went to Soulfest on my own. I went to a lot of solo dates. I went to my first big concert on my own. I went on a lot of solo dates. I went on my first solo date on my own again in 2024. I started my vlog. I started vlogging in 2024. Kai, come to think of it, I started vlogging in 2024, I think in March, after all those years of wanting to start a YouTube channel. Actually did it. I started it in 2024. That is crazy. That is so crazy. So yeah, 2024 was like a year of a lot of firsts for me. I'm just learning that now. What else did I do? I moved to a new city. I started living alone. 2024, I learned how to edit the podcast there. Podcast audios on my own. Actually never knew how to edit these things. I used to give out to my friends to edit for me, and I used to pay him. I learned how to even edit the videos on my own that I post on my vlog. I used to think that those things were so hard. I was so scared of doing them because I used to think they're so hard, but I actually managed to do them. I learned how to do them on my own, and I do them now on my own. Yo, that is so crazy. 2024 was a year of a lot of firsts. I'm really coming to think about that now. What else did I do again on my own last year? I'll think about that. But yeah, so I was thinking that a lot of things, and all those things I did last year in 2024, 366 days, and a lot has changed, because when we were crossovering, that was in 31st December 2024, before we crossover, and I was just thinking, in 31st December 2023, I was in a totally different place in my life. Our life was so different. I was in a different place. I was thinking different. And now this year, this time, I'm in a totally different place, and a lot of things have happened. My life has changed, and I was thinking, yo, a lot of things can happen in a year. So don't underestimate a year. Don't misuse your year. Don't take advantage of your, like, use your year well, guys. Use your year well, because a lot of things can happen in a year. Your life can change in a year, guys. And things can happen to change your life forever in a year. A year is enough to change your life forever, guys. So use your year well. Use your year well. That's why I love this vibe of a year. I think that's why I'm starting to appreciate that my birthday is at the beginning of a year, because a new year is like a chance to a new beginning, a chance for a new beginning. It's like a chance to start again. It's like a chance to open a new book, open a new page. It's like a fresh start. It's an opportunity for a fresh start. That's why I don't like when people say that, that you think now because the calendar has changed, now you can change your habits because the calendar has changed. I'm like, yeah, I can, because it's a new year. It's a new me. I can. So guys, a lot of things can really happen in a year. So I learned that in 2024, and I'm taking that with me to 2025. A lot of things can happen this year. This year I have 365 days, and I'm going to use them to the fullest, because a lot of things can happen in a year. Another thing that I learned in 2024 that I want to take with me in 2025 is learn to do things on your own. Learn to do things on your own. Don't wait for anyone. I learned that last year. Don't wait for anyone. Because when I moved to this new city, when I moved to Nairobi, I didn't have friends. I didn't have a lot of friends. So I was scared, and I couldn't sit back and just wait, because I don't have friends. I can't do this. I can't go out. I can't, because I don't know anyone. I don't know. I don't know what. I learned that I had to start doing all these things on my own. That's when I started going on my solo dates. That's when I started doing things on my own. So yeah. Don't wait for anyone, guys. Don't wait for anyone. Start doing all those things on your own. Don't wait for anyone. Even your dream, like, life, and because life is not waiting for you. Life is not waiting for us. Life is going to move. If you continue waiting for people, life is going to move. So don't wait for anyone. Do things on your own. I learned that last year, and I'm taking that with me this year. The third thing that I learned in 2024 that I'm taking with me this year is, where attention goes, things grow. Should I repeat that? Where attention goes, things grow. That's why, what you pay attention to, what you give your time to, what you do, what you spend a lot of your time doing, that's why you're gonna thrive. That's why you're gonna grow. That's why I was seeing some things on TikTok, like that's why it's called paying attention, because it's like a currency. You're paying attention because it's taking your time. You're investing your time in it, and that's where you're gonna grow. So pay attention to your dreams, basically. That's what I'm trying to say, guys. Pay attention to your dreams. Pay, like, whatever you want. If you set your mind that you want this something, pay attention to it. Know what to do to get to achieve it. Pay attention to it, and I promise you, you're gonna grow. You're gonna achieve it. That's why I always say on this podcast consistently that if you chase something consistently every day, you show up, you chase something consistently, automatically you're gonna be rewarded. Come rain, come sunshine. I don't know how long it's gonna take, but you're gonna be rewarded automatically because your full attention is there. You're giving your time, you're giving your best. It must reward you. It must grow. That's where you grow. You must be rewarded for that. So pay attention to your dreams. That's what I'm trying to say. Pay attention to your dreams. Set your mind to something. Pay attention to it and do it. I learned that in 2024. Because the things that I paid my attention in doing last year, I saw them thrive. The podcast, I really invested myself. I paid attention to it. I was consistent until I got to the 100th episode, because I wanted to get to the 100th episode before the year ended, and I did it. So where attention goes, things grow. Don't forget that. So basically, those are the three major things that I learned in 2024 that I want to take with me in 2025. But there are a lot, of course, but those are the three major ones that I wanted to share with you guys in case you might learn something from it. So yeah, that is 2024. Wow, what a year. I'm starting to think that 2024 was a good year. I can't say it was a bad year for me. It was a year of firsts, and it was like a good year. I grew so much in 2024. I grew so much as an individual. I grew so much. So I am super grateful. And today is a special day because today is my birthday. And I think I'll be recording my podcasts on my birthdays. Each birthday I'll be recording, because they're kind of special. Birthdays are special because you get to celebrate them once a year. So I'll be doing that. I'll be recording my podcasts. I'll be recording an episode each year on my birthday. But yeah, that's what's up. I think we're all caught up. I think we're all caught up. So yeah, super excited for that. So this year for my birthday, I had a wish list for my birthday this year. I was like, all I want for my birthday this year is a solo spa date. That's all I want for my birthday. I don't want any material things. I don't want you to buy myself outfits. I remember last year, by the way, was the first time I celebrated my birthday. Last year was the first time I got myself a birthday gift. I have never done that. Last year was the first time I think I bought myself like outfits. I bought myself a cute dress and cute sandals. Yeah. And then I went on a cute lunch. Yeah, I did that the first time last year. But this year I was like, I want to do things differently. I don't want to buy myself like material things like an outfit, because I think gifting myself, the first thing I think about is clothes, outfits. That's the best way I gift myself. But I realized that there are a lot of ways to gift yourself. So this year I was like, no, I don't want to buy any clothes. I have a lot of clothes. So this year, all I wanted for my birthday was a solo spa date. So I have booked that today actually. So I want to go on a solo spa date. I just want to go and be massaged and be pampered. And then I go for a body scrub and then a facial and then just relax. I just want to be pampered for my birthday this year. I just want to relax, rejuvenate, and just release everything in 2024. I just want to relax. Like, that's the vibe I want for my birthday. A relaxed birthday. Just enjoy the tranquility. Just be relaxed. Like, I just want to be on D&D and just relax and just rejuvenate. And as I wait for, just as I think for my, I think ahead of the year. But that's all I wanted for my birthday, a solo spa date. And I'm super happy and proud of myself that I can finally do such things for myself. There are times I couldn't even afford to buy myself a birthday cake, guys. Usha is sort of the way afford to buy a birthday cake. So yeah, I have booked my solo spa date. I'm gonna go today, and then I already booked my birthday cake. It's gonna arrive today. I'm super excited for that. Hey, nikikumbuka tu, there are days I couldn't afford to buy myself a birthday cake. Those are dark days. And then what else is on my birthday agenda? I have bought myself a lot of chocolates. I want to spoil myself. Like, these are weirdly a lot of chocolates. Like, whoa, not healthy, but it's my birthday, I can get away with it. I bought myself a lot of chocolates. I wrote myself a card. I'm gonna write myself a card, and then I'm gonna buy myself flowers, and then I'm gonna buy my favorite drink, and then I think I'm gonna swim. Yeah, it's been long since I swam. I don't even remember the last time I went for swimming. I think 4 years ago. Yeah. I think when I was back in uni, that's when I went for swimming the last time. That is crazy. So yeah, I'm gonna even go for a swim and then take cute photos for my Instagram. By the way, I'm not gonna be vlogging, guys. So if you're waiting for a vlog on YouTube, pole kwako, because I feel like this time I don't want to vlog because this is the first time I'm actually doing these things for myself. So I feel like I want to take them all in and just keep it for myself, because I feel like when I the next time I do it is going to be the second time I'm going to vlog the next time I do them, because I'll be used to them. But now it's the first time I'm doing these things for myself, so I just want to keep them for myself. I just want to enjoy them for myself. So guys, but I'm gonna take pictures, so you better follow me Palequagram, follow me on Instagram, because I'm gonna post on my stories a bit of photos and videos. Yeah, but I'm not vlogging. So yeah, I'm super excited, and I'm so grateful to God that I can finally do such things for myself, because 2 years ago I could never even afford to buy myself a simple birthday gift, even buy myself a birthday cake. I could never, but now I can do this for myself. Mashallah. Mashallah. Thank you, God, so much. I am grateful. So yeah, that's basically my birthday plan for this year. That's all I wanted for my birthday, and I've given it to myself. So yeah, I'm super proud of myself, and I'll start making this a routine. Like, each birthday you do something special, I do something special for myself, because you only celebrate your birthday once a year. Needs to be special. So yeah, that's the stuff for my birthday. I think we all got up now. I've told you my birthday, and yeah, so that's the thing. And I was thinking, even the theme for my birthday, because I'm doing all these things for myself, it got me thinking, I think that's even the theme for my birthday. The theme for this year is me to me, like from me to me. My theme for this year is me to me, pouring into myself, basically. That's what it means. Like, I'm pouring into myself. I'm doing these things for myself. I am gifting myself. Even, and it doesn't have to be on a personal level. It's even when it comes to career-wise, I want to improve my skills. I want to do that things that make me a better person. Things that increase, like the things that level me up. Things that take me to the next level. Things that, like, that's what I want to do this year. Pour into myself more. That's the theme for this year. So yeah, super happy, super proud of myself, and super grateful to God for a new year. For my birthday, I get to celebrate another birthday. So thank you so much, God. Thank you. Yeah, guys, I think you all caught up. What else? What am I missing? I think you all caught up. And yeah, so that's 2025 for you. That's my birthday for you. That's my plan. Yeah. I just want to relax, be alone. Whether I'm celebrating this birthday on my own, I'm here on vacation on my own. Yo, my first solo trip on my own. can't believe it. So I'll be alone. I just want to relax, enjoy the tranquility, and just meditate as I gear up for the year. So yeah, that's my birthday. I'm content with it, super happy. So yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I don't know if I'm missing anything, but I think I'm gonna have to love and leave you guys. Yeah, nianze sherehe ya birthday. I just want to start celebrating now as I wait for my spa date tomorrow. Actually, that's what I'm looking forward to. I've never gone to a spa. I've never like had a massage. I've been to a sauna. I've gone to the sauna only, but I've never gone for a massage. I've never gone for a facial, all those things. And though I love skincare and body care, so that's what I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. So yeah, that's my birthday. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to the Queen Kong. Happy birthday to the Queen Kong. Should I call all my alter egos? Happy birthday to Charity. Happy birthday to Awiti. Happy birthday to Queen Kong. Happy birthday to I have a lot of alter egos. Those are my three alter egos that I think I know of currently. Queen Kong, Charity, and Awiti. Those are my three alter egos. So happy birthday to all the three of you guys. I'm happy. I'm super proud of you. And I love you guys. Keep doing you. Keep go hard. And I hope that this year is your best year yet. I hope all your wishes come true. I have to make a wish tomorrow. When my birthday cake comes, I'm going to blow candles. I need to make a wish for my birthday this year. So I hope all your wishes come true. I hope this is your best year yet. And I hope you go big. Okay? See you next year. Anyway, guys, let me celebrate my birthday. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Adios.